Doctor, what are some of the hazards of keeping leftover prescription medications?
Well, great question, and something we're realizing more and more is a growing problem in Pennsylvania and throughout the country. So when prescription medications, and specifically pain medications, are left in someone's medicine cabinet, it leaves the potential for them to be misused. Especially with the elderly, sometimes it's with an individual just by mistake taking a pill or several pills that they didn't really intend to. And when that's a narcotic, it can lead to some very serious and potentially deadly effects. The other problem that we are seeing more and more as an alarming rate is the diversion of those pills, meaning someone innocently had pain medications from a procedure that they had done and had leftover pills from months before. And then someone else takes those pills from their medicine cabinet, a friend, a family member, a worker, someone else that has access to their home, and then either abuses them themselves or distributes them to others for financial gain, which ultimately can compound the problems we have with the opioid abuse problem throughout the country.
So, doctor, what's the proper way to dispose of medications?
A lot of times I have patients who say, oh, I threw my pills out or I flushed them down the toilet. That's really the wrong way to do it because it can get into the environment. And we see in a lot of city water supplies where they're starting to see trace levels of certain medications. And so you want to make sure that not only don't you keep them in your medicine cabinet, but that you dispose of them in an appropriate way. And if you go to one of your local disposal sites, which can frequently be found at a local police station, sometimes certain pharmacies have it, they will have ways to dispose of those medications for you. In Pennsylvania, and really across the country, there are several websites that you can go to. The state of Pennsylvania, through, I believe it's the Department of Health and Drug and Alcohol Policy, has a site where you can enter your zip code, and it can tell you whether it's your local police station or another area where they have these drop-off sites.
Now, you mentioned other states throughout the country. Do states in our area, particularly New Jersey and Delaware, have similar systems of drop-off locations?
I can't speak to all of the states throughout the country, but there are many, if not most, states where you can go to the DEA's website, which is the federal agency, and also find where, based on the county that you live in, where the local drop-off sites are. So I don't know about the entire country, but I think in our local region, there are always, within close proximity to most people, a place where you can easily dispose of those medications.
Dr. Scott Shapiro, so glad you could join us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
That was Dr. Scott Shapiro, Pennsylvania Medical Society president.